High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Story time with legendary Jerry. New face.
We here, baby.
We here.
We got one of the ones here.
We got one of the ones, new face. We got one of the ones. We got the Prince of the motherfucking South.
Hey.
Still that too, right?
Changed hey. By now, right?
Hey. He's still that, man.
Hey,
he's still that dude. I just want to tell you all, welcome to Story Time with Legendary Jerry. I am Jerry Clark. This is New Face. And we got my brother, like we said, the Prince of the South. Hey. My brother scrapping this motherfucker this week.
Already, man. Appreciate that.
Nae, Scrap Merlot.
Yeah,
hey, this is damn, I got shit on my mouth and shit.
Well, what you been?
Stop. No, Scrap, we ain't doing that, man. Come on, man. Come on,
what's in your bed is in your bed, man.
Hey, Scrap, we ain't doing that today, Pimp Tight.
Dirty mouth.
Hey, man, this interview is long overdue, man. We got a lot to talk about. You've been out and about, but I want to say this before we jump in and talk about anything music. When I see you, there's one word that comes to my mind, and that's growth. Like, I've seen you early on. You was wild back in them days, nigga.
Yeah.
You was a wild ass young nigga, man.
Yeah, man.
Into now as a father, all that shit. And then lately, as transparent as you have been, speaking about how you grew up and all that, man, I just, as black men, I love to see that shit, man. Like I say, that's growth, man.
Appreciate that, man.
You know, that's growth.
Appreciate that.
So to have you here now and be able to tell you face to face, man, like I say, man, back in them early be you was wild ass nigga, man.
Yeah, man.
But look, that new face, I remember early on.
I remember nights where I couldn't remember nights.
Hey, man.
For real.
And that was some. Hey, look, I'm trying. Hey, I had some of those nights too.
Yeah, man.
I had some of those nights too.
But when I think about Scrappy, man, it's a lot of artists that's not here no more. And that's why I applaud and celebrate him all the time, because we get to see the growth of him from that things. Like, I always think of like what Tupac would have evolved to, or what mm-hmm. Trouble would have evolved to, or Scoob, you know, Bankroll Fresh would have evolved to. We never get a chance to see black men grow,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, because of the things that go on in the community. But when I see him, I get a glimpse of hope, because, you know, you got to be able to see, you know, we wouldn't be able to see Malcolm X. He went from a pimp to, mm-hmm. you know, who he is. And this brother has, like you said, father. We like you said, we seen him in the early. I remember being in them clubs. And
okay, the nigga was that. Wild now.
You mm-hmm. wouldn't have think, but to see him as a father and a growing man and be transparent about his trauma and everything,
yeah,
like
that's
that,
some,
man.
That's some dope shit, man.
I love
that. That's some dope shit.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let me say this from the beginning, Scrap. When Rob and John and them. I remember them. Mm-hmm. I remember them first telling me now, when BME was starting to really sign acts, they told me, they was like, Jerry, this nigga a star, man. This nigga is a bona fide star.
I appreciate that.
This nigga I'm talking about New Face. They was, I mean, they had everything going on with Trillville, with Scrap. I forgot the chick name that wound up having to go do some time.
China White. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the word was, you was a star. So in them days, BME had it. I felt like back in them days, y'all really had a strong stranglehold on the city as far as how y'all was moving. How did that all come about at the beginning with y'all even linking up like that?
Well, I was on my own, you know what I'm saying, for a minute. You know what I'm saying? You know, just doing the chitlin' circuit, as they mm-hmm. call it, you know what I'm saying, in the South region. And got a little name for myself, the Neighborhood Superstar Promotional Team, Lil O, Big Wallo, rest in peace, Big Wallo. They were throwing me on stages. They were throwing me on stages and stuff. And I'm talking about they have a big-ass party. Like, Cash Money will be there that night, or this person will be there that night. And they'll let me open up or close that bit. You know what I mean? I'm like, hell yeah. And I go hard, you know. And then I did that for like a year and a half. And then I got connected with Trillville, you know what I'm saying? And I was—
They from the east side too.
And by then, what's the name that would put me on stage? Shenard and Moet, rest in peace, Shenard. Moet, you know, AKA Mr. 2 Weeks. They were throwing me on stage too. They were having these big major college parties. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about Troy would come, John came, it was so many people. I can keep going. You know what I'm saying? I remember one night, I ended up running into Archie, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, me and him were cool. We rocked ever since then, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace. Mm-hmm. And, that when Vince Phillips came to the club and he seen me and Trivia rock that bit. And he was just like, damn.
Yeah, had
Trivia had already signed. And we were doing shows together, going around. So mm-hmm. we had this big one to where that shit was just packed. Like, just stupid. The real Atlanta, how Atlanta used to be.
Hey, Scrap, I missed them days.
Man, I'm talking about
I missed them days.
Like, never ever had it rocking. And you know it's packed in there, so the crowd waving. Man.
And it should be noted too, I remember seeing you before the connection with Trillville. You had your own shit prior to that shit.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, Lil LA and Trillville used to let me in too. He used to be part of the Neighborhood Superstars.
Yeah.
He used to promote with Smurf.
Yeah.
Was it Cali Paul? What they call him now, man? Because I used to call him Smurf. But Smurf World.
Yeah, yeah.
Smurf World, the promoter.
Yeah, him and LA from Trivia used to promote with the flyers and promote the clubs with Neighborhood Superstar. Mm. You know what I'm saying? They were like the young dude, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I was already moving around, but when I connected with them, you know what I'm saying, Don P would be doing some beats and stuff like
Don
that.
Don P, man, was,
and,
man.
You know what I'm saying, I'd be going to...
he been one of the dopest producers.
Yeah, we go to the dude named John House, do some music, and he let us come and use his little spot, man. Shit was real, man, you know. And then next thing you know, after we done did circuit after circuit, shoot, they get signed, we do this big night at this college party. Motherfuckers go crazy in that bit, get to fighting all over the place. Nigga, I end up signing in that week. I'm like, when I meet John, you know what I mean?
That's all, when I meet Lil John.
Yeah, when I meet John, you know where this nigga at, you know what I'm saying? And when I met him, he was really, Vince Phillips been on me since day one. He had to be the one to first say I was a star, you know what I'm saying?
He been saying
between that.
Vince, sir, I'm telling you, I heard Rob it from all of them.
You know what I'm saying?
Rob Mack, John, they all.
And then John, because John wasn't really on me at first. Like, he really didn't want to do none of this
when
shit.
When I tell you, man,
He was on some Barry Gordy shit. Cub was like, man, I ain't trying to fuck with no kids, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Cause fuck niggas, these kids.
Yeah, niggas is wild, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man.
But I understand, but you know, once I was able to like get with him, I hit him. I was like, what's up, bro? Yeah. Like I seen you got, you know, did the Never Ever with Trillville. Like,
yeah.
Shit, do the head bust with me.
And let's go.
Cool, like, I'm gonna think about it. You know what I'm saying?
I was like, think about it.
I was like, what, nigga? Like, the fuck going on? Nigga, you know who I am, nigga?
They know, like, yeah, nigga, I might be, but
you know what I mean?
But you then, was new to the label.
But then next thing you know, like, the producer that originally did the beat named Joe Bean, he hit me. He was like, yo, I'm at the studio. I'm like, what you doing in the studio? I ain't know we had a session. He was like, nigga, I'm in here doing the head buster beat with John right now. We doing that bitch over. We in here doing that bitch all the way over, man. That nigga John sounds is crazy. I was like, what? I was like, damn, I was like, so I ain't gonna have to put my voice on or nothing like that? Is it gonna stay the same? He was like, nah, bro, they want you to come redo that bit. I was like, when? He was like, today. I was like, bitch, I'm on my way. Nigga, I'm on the way, nigga. Like, that shit, I said, I'm thinking it's in Stank On You. You know, yeah. It's Outkast Studio. Then we got, I forgot who used to mix and master
John Fry.
Shit. John Fry.
Boy.
Man, listen.
Shout out John Fry.
Yeah,
that motherfucker so cold.
Listen, bro, I'm going in that bit, bro. Like,
ready.
I said, I know this shit finna sound crazy, amazing.
Cause coming
my shit
out of
sound,
there?
Yeah, my John shit was just from the hood. You know what I mean? My shit.
And if it was rocking then, imagine with some real.
Yeah, so I was like, boy. So I went in there, and nigga John had that bitch in there rocking. The beat was just, that shit just sounded so just different. Like, I heard that. Yeah.
Four.
I heard the worm, and you know how John had the worm and shit going. I'm like, oh man, nigga put the
yeah,
worm.
Yeah, New Face,
man.
When you get that, when you get hit, you get all that bottom, all the sounds, man.
Oh my
when
God.
When you get that right, man, like you said, your shit was
man,
rocking.
I could have slapped the motherfucker right then, man. That motherfucker
hey,
was so
now
good.
He going back.
I'm just saying.
Now he going back to that shit.
I
ain't going back to the old script.
It was just so good, bro. Like, you just made you want to, like, you know what I'm saying, slap your mama. You know
yeah,
what
yeah,
mean?
Like some fool, like he's a good ass.
Man, uh-huh. I'm telling you, bro. I was like, so we did that. And then next thing you know, I'm asking him again. I'm like, I seen you done.
I'm coming back to the well again.
Yeah,
John.
I said, I know you, you know what I'm saying, you on Headbuster though, but I be seeing you got now go on stage, we got in a Trillville though. You ain't got
come on with
like,
your boy.
I've been holding it by myself for years, Jack. What's happening?
And
like,
what was the first show y'all did when John came out with you?
It was at the Warehouse.
Damn. Mm.
It was at the Warehouse.
Y'all hear this? This is some like, real. Was, this some real like, Atlanta shit.
Yeah. It was like I think it was like Thanksgiving Eve or Thanksgiving night.
And that
night.
Motherfucker upstairs and downstairs was
yeah,
packed.
Yeah, it was packed in the motherfucker. It was other motherfuckers there too that night. But John, we had got our little you know spot. You know yeah. Everybody was fucking with us. And John and the Eastside Boy came, and they did like three songs, and then we did
damn,
all our
hey,
shit.
Hey man, just thinking about it, I miss that Atlanta man.
Hey
fuck.
Man, listen.
New Face, hey, I miss man, that like fucking
it,
Atlanta man.
Listen, let me and then let me tell you, that was the first start. Then he took me on the road with him, like, cause we did this little show.
I remember that.
Yeah, he took me on the show. Georgia State Bulldogs.
This ain't the one. This was before they had the Crunk Energy drink.
Yeah, this was before.
Yeah, this before, cause I know later on y'all came back and did that
yeah,
tour.
Yeah, the nigga, he was on some other tour or whatever, but I remember. Everybody was finna. We had everybody did a show with him in Albany, or Auburn, wherever Georgia State at. And everybody got on the bus and they were like, shit, everybody was like, bro, finna head back to the A buff and go get head to the club. Doo-doo-doo-doo. I looked at John, but I was like, I said, hey, bro, listen. I said, bye. Ain't nothing for me going back home, bro. Ain't nothing
none.
For me in the A.
None.
I said, listen, if you let me get down. Stay on the bus with you, like.
Let's rock.
I said, I'll work, do whatever I got to do around here, you know what I'm saying? Help, whatever. I said, shit, I'll pay for my own clothes. I'll rewash them
off. Hey, that tell your nigga hungry when you say that.
Whatever I got to do. And he said, you taking your manager? I said, if I can. He was like, all right, let go.
And you was on tour the rest
I did
of
like that. I was like,
come on.
I was on tour. It was like, it was one of them things, like you had to like fight your ego. Like you can't be like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I felt like God
ego
was telling
me. Ego has been
me,
some of my worst enemy at times.
Yeah,
it's a good thing, but it could be our worst enemy.
I felt like motherfucker been like that like for a long time. A lot of people, man, they
ain't even made it nowhere yet, and they feel like they should say no to something that could help them out.
That's what's wrong with this new generation. Not to sound like that old nigga, but the new niggas, they ain't accomplished shit.
Yeah, motherfucker, like, be
nigga,
like,
intern, you got to pay me. Like, wait.
But you know what though? It's with the what they call it, the inflation. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in the mindset of everybody having to hustle, even the young ones, everybody got to hustle and they got to feed their mamas, they got to feed. So everybody like, I need to get it now. Like, I got to get it. Like, and it's like, it's not smart. You know what I'm saying?
That's what problem with
society. They don't see the bigger picture.
It's stupid.
They don't see the bigger picture.
It's stupid, but we can't even call them stupid because it's like they're put in a position to be like that. Like, it's like, you heard what Jay said, why they call the projects a project. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a project. It's like, they put us there. It's an experiment. Like, they want to see what's going to happen. And like, even down to the Atlanta Water Boys, man, look at these boys, how they hustle. I'm proud of the ones that do it the right way.
Yeah, because
that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
Nigga tried to jump in the car and take my pistol, man.
Wow.
Yeah, girl. I was all with him. I was out buying them cases, buying them coolers, like you say, the ones that do it right.
The
ones
that
I ain't want to just spread that and make it look like all along was fucked up.
But you know, it's like that. It's like that in regular life. Like, it's always that one
bad apple,
them 2-3 bad apples in there, and you like, man, I thought I was over here trying to look out, but they was over there looking out too. They was looking out.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Hey man, you're speaking highly of Lil Jon.
Yeah.
Looking back with the business dealings with you and BME, would you say that the business was very good?
I say the opportunity was good. I don't think the business was, I don't think they even was at the point to where they could have like just, you know, perfect business. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, well, nobody got perfect business.
Yeah, you know, and it's like, I think they did what any record label would do. You know what I'm saying?
What's that?
Put it, give you what they want out of the deal, and you know what they think you should have. And if you don't get the right person to read it or whatever, and you just be like, shit, hell yeah. They not saying, hey, you better goddamn look at this shit, sign this shit, sign this motherfucker right here. They telling you, hey, read that. If you need to take it to a lawyer, do that. You like, shit, nigga, I'm with the opportunity.
So, okay,
nigga,
so let me jump in right there.
Yeah.
You said
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I read through it, you know.
Nigga, you was too, you didn't know no contract. You
exactly.
So you didn't take it to an attorney.
Nah.
But okay. So all right. So you hear what you said? So accountability.
Yeah.
We gotta look at that. That's what I tell artists all the time.
Yeah.
They provided you with an outlet. Now, I'm right. not taking no side. I'm not saying, I'm just asking, you know, how was the business? You said looking back at it, having me years later,
yeah,
that it wasn't the best, is what you're saying
exactly,
from the standpoint.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
But he sees the opportunity.
But at the same time, it's like they didn't force me to sign it.
Exactly.
I mean, when they gave me the contract, they said, you know, you need to take it to a lawyer. Go ahead, let us know. But, you know, as a kid, I was excited. I was like, fuck yeah. I was like, hey, man.
Like, let's go.
I looked at my mom. I'm like, man, we got time for that.
About to get you up out of here.
Here we go. We got, you know what I'm saying? And people don't understand when I say the opportunity. Like, I ain't getting no money to sign straightforward with being me. Like,
you ain't
like,
get no advance.
I ain't get no advance. I ain't get the advance until we got the Warner Brothers deal. You know what I'm saying? And which was, you know, it was dope. You know, I was going off the.
You was a young nigga then.
Yeah, and I was going off the opportunity. I didn't give a fuck about you know, making this, making that. I just knew that I, like, God gave me the opportunity to be seen. And I'm gonna use every little bit of, you know what I'm saying? And
you did a great job of that,
man,
boy.
Listen,
hey,
I'm talking about
still
that.
In 2024 to still be relevant and still be able to sit here with us and be, I mean, that's you took it, you seized it, bro. And a lot of people, man, they don't. We can name a lot of folks.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely.
That had an opportunity back in them days.
Same generation that he came from, where he at.
And you look at him, whether it's TV, whether it's film, whether it's music, he's still rocking.
But you know what it is? Like I tell people, it ain't even me at all. It's just that light of God, bro.
Boy,
like,
say that again.
Like if you got favor with God and he shine his light on you, like there's nothing you can do. You can really sleep on the floor and people will have something to say about it. People going to want to see it.
Folks go. Folks,
you know
go.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
They going to want to see it. You know what I'm saying? It's like you ain't doing nothing special no more than nobody else because ain't nobody... Ain't nobody bigger than, like we all, just look at this shit. Look at this shit. You and me got all the same shit.
All the same shit.
But I come tell you, it's your fault because I can't get up the hill.
And we got all the same tools.
And we got all the same tools to be able to get up the hill. Like, and it's like, motherfuckers be scared to just ask for help and then they don't understand the definition of help. It's like, after you already going, I'm going to just give you a little push. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no, I come and take care of your fucking life.
Mm-hmm.
It don't work like that. Like, I don't even understand how a man would feel like a man.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? That's not even, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you even if you're living off a woman, like, I still don't understand how you can feel like a man.
Hey, man. This story time with Legendary Jerry. Oh boy, Scrap on here as usual, dropping gems. New face, Jerry Clark. We rocking out, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, New Face, you jumping
he
in.
He brought up, you know, God. How influential was your father in bringing, you know, somebody like God up in this too, man? I'm sure he had a big impact on you because he's in the church as well, right?
Yeah, you know, my father, he a pastor. And he reintroduced me to God when I was like 3. You know what I'm saying? And I say reintroduce because, you know, we come from God. So we was all with him at first. So, like, he reintroduced me when I was, like, 3. And then we just, you know what I'm saying? He just taught me the game ever since. He was very influential when it come to God. Because I'm talking about, like, I told these folk, man, like, I had got in trouble at school one time. Cursed the lunch laid out. Because, you know, when you first come in, like, the bus be late to get you to school.
Oh,
and you be hungry and shit.
Lunch.
And then the lady seen me come in, she going to snatch the damn tray and throw it away.
Oh, no.
Man, I cut that laid out. Man, I'm like, man, what the fuck?
Like, hold on. What'd you say, Scrap?
What the fuck? What going on? Puss ass hole. You know what I mean?
That's that East Side.
And look.
Puss ass hole.
But nah, you know, I'm not really like from the East Side. You know what I mean? I ended up in the East Side.
Oh, so I thought you were from.
I'm Cleveland.
No, but these partners in here, they East Side.
Yeah,
though,
they East Side.
They brought you brought some real East Side.
Yeah, yeah. Like, no. Like I say, I'm from Atlanta because I done stayed on the Swatch.
Cleveland Avenue,
stayed
Southwest.
Cleveland Avenue. Yeah. I done stayed on Old Dixie.
Oh, you Atlanta.
done stayed in, on Oak Street in the West End.
God, no, pimp.
I done stayed over there on Prior Road, Amor Heights, Carver Home. I done stayed over there in Marietta and went to Marietta Middle. So I'm from the A. You feel what I'm saying? Stayed on the East side.
I'm waiting on the D. What other street you ain't stay on, nigga? Shit, you might as well name the street Kendler. You didn't stay on.
I done stayed on Kendler.
Onet.
You know what I'm saying? I done stayed on Onet.
Bouncing around like that.
My whole life.
And, you know, you mentioned it.
But hold on. My bad. My daddy, like I said, he introduced me to God. And like, last night, I cussed the lunch laid out.
Yeah.
And they called him up there, and he had to go to work. Cud didn't even go to work today.
Oh, so he losing money fucking.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, losing big money. Cud made it a real
teachable
lesson for him to stay home and holler at me.
Wow.
So he said, what? And he looked at me, and I was like, oh, you know how the dog do that.
Oh,
hey, you know what I'm like, oh, shit.
Hey, it's definitely a difference when your daddy talked to you versus when your mama talked to you.
So he and we get to the house, he don't say nothing the whole time. Like, oh, Cuff, and like, whoop me or something. Like, Cuff say, get in push-up position.
And I was like, that's worse than a whipping.
I said, dang, he going to whoop me in push-up position? So I get down, I'm like, wow. I said, so I started doing push-up. He was like, no. He said, just the position. Just stay. Oof. Like that in push-up position and get on your knuckles.
Mm.
I was like, my knuckles? Like, what's wrong with buddy? Yeah, like,
that shit worse than the whipping, man.
Man, Cud go get him a drink of Kool-Aid, make him a little sandwich.
And just sat there.
And you sat on the couch.
Cud sat on the couch, turned the TV on, and where I was at, it was like, in he sitting like this, and it's like right there, so he can see it. Like, right in front of him, like diagonal. So Cud doing, he looking, I'm talking about, he was drinking, he was laughing, and I was like, this is crazy. I'm like, buddy got me sitting up here like this. Like, I'm like, what you want me to do? You just want me to just keep sitting here?
You damn right.
So I ain't even want to ask him though, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling like,
you know what I'm saying? Might get in more trouble.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So Cud get up, go back in his room, cut the TV off and stuff. So I'm looking to see if I can see a shadow cut, you know what I'm saying? We're in the apartment, you know, the light can just, you know what I'm saying? So I got down.
You try to creep up.
Yeah, I'm trying to look.
Get back down there, boy.
Like I dropped down. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, fuck.
If you don't get back on them knuckles, nigga.
I kept looking. He didn't come out. So I was like, dang, bro. So he called my name. He was like, Ladarrell.
Come on.
I was like, oh, now he finna whoop my ass. And I said, but it's going to be over with, though. You know what I'm saying? That's
yeah,
it.
The whipping is over.
Man, he came and I called. I was like, what's up? He was like, let me ask you something. He say, how you feel if I take my shirt and put it in my, if I flip it in there and stretch it and go out there and just, while you and your friend playing basketball, just go out there with some cut shorts
he
on.
He used that analogy, did he?
I was like, nah. Like, I'm like, I would, that's embarrassing. He was like, it's
and that's
embarrassing.
What you did to him.
He said, it's embarrassing, ain't
that's what.
And I said, yeah, he said, and that's what you did to me.
Today.
I said, nah. I was like, I wouldn't even mean it like that. I said, I told you about the breakfast and the, he was like, yeah, but you talking all like that.
You a
that.
Child talking to a
grown-up.
Yeah, talking
like to a grown-up like that, and I got to hear that. Like, he was like, man, let me tell you something, huh? Write this scripture right here 100 times.
Oh, damn.
I'm like.
What scripture was it? It was
I shall honor thy mother, thy father. You know what I'm saying?
Dog, look, I'm.
Yeah, I forgot the actual scripture, but it's that one. And it's like it's about respect.
Pull your mic down. Producer said, "Yeah."
And
right
it was about like basically respecting
your mother, your father.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And even when you did respect other grown ups, it trickled down
it's
to your mom and father.
On
yeah, you know what I'm saying? So
and now that we're parents, you can understand.
I can understand that.
And
so I go and write it 100 times, and I give it to him, and I say, so now I'm finna, you know, get the whooping, you know what I'm saying?
He still done with
this thing was all day, bro. He came and got me from school. I ain't stayed for the rest of the day.
He said, if I'm gonna lose all of this money at work,
yeah,
you gonna get this lesson.
Cuz say, all right, now do the homework. This is the homework they say you were gonna do today. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, when you gonna?
Still waiting on
them. Yeah.
Thinking you would still get that belt on that belt.
Yeah.
And that's almost worse than the whooping. The anticipation, like, I know it's coming.
Mama and my sister, they come in. I'm like, oh, okay, he definitely ain't gonna, you know, not in front of them and nothing like that. Cuz ain't even like that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, we out of there, you know what I mean? I'm out of the, you know what I mean? I just did my homework. I'm in there with my sister. We laugh. I'm like, ha, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, mama come in there and she say, Ladell, what you done did? I'm like, why you say that? She like, your daddy wants you.
Oh,
I'm like, what that mean?
It's coming.
I went back though, man. That man had the most rustiest, brownest, oldest belt on in his hand, man. And he was sitting on the bed like this. And I'm like, what's wrong with that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I said, wow. Like, it's 10 o'clock at night, bro. You just now, cuz? I done took a bath and everything,
oh,
bro.
Them the, oh, yeah.
Them the worst weapons, boy.
And then cuz gonna kick the game like this. He gonna tell me this bullshit we all say. I mean, it's definitely.
Oh, I already know what you said.
It's definitely.
Oh, I already know what you're about to say.
It's definitely the feeling, but I wasn't hearing that shit when you said
it's gonna hurt me more than it hurt you.
Yeah, and it's gonna hurt me more than it's gonna hurt you.
Shit, me.
And I'm sitting there like this. Why would you do it then? You know what I'm saying? Like, that don't seem right. You feel my daughter come around and say the same thing when I was little. And her mom on the other end of the phone like, you better whoop her. You better whoop her. You better not let her get away
it's
with it. And I'm like,
it's gonna hurt
I'm looking
me
at her, I'm like,
you
know, I don't want to whoop you.
Shit, me.
I said, I don't want to whoop you. I was crying with her. I was crying with my daughter when I whooped. I'm like, I don't want to whoop you. I was like, stop.
You whip, do you whip your kids?
Well, I do pop. Stop, don't do that.
So no timeouts, none of that.
I do time. I do everything before I whoop anything.
Get to that point.
Before I even pop.
It's levels.
Before I raise my voice.
Okay.
Because that's all I got to do. I don't even got to pop. I just go dead of voice. Hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
Sit your butt down.
Don't give him that look.
Hey.
The look first.
Yeah. No, that's it right there.
Yeah.
Look, hey.
Hey. I'll be like,
hey. The two fingers.
I'll be like, hey.
Come here.
Sit your butt down over there. What are we doing? What are we doing? And they like, my kid, we like, we be on it, like we got a relationship.
And man, it's so
like
crazy that.
That
we got this, brother, on. This is a music based show, but just to hear us talk as men about fatherhood, our kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
man, this is Storytime with Legendary Jerry. Y'all got you, my man, the Prince of the South, Scrap, right here. We talking about music, we talking about fatherhood, we talking about healing. Shit.
Yeah, man, God's good.
And you
man,
see how it transitioned, because he said his father sacrificed a day at work, right?
Yeah.
And I've seen this brother countless times. Probably, I'm sure he get calls to do shows. You see his life, spending time with his children in his house,
dope.
Right? And I'm sure his money calling is dope. That's sacrifice.
No, what I do is I make sure I can do both. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, because back in the day, I would miss shows for my oldest daughter. I would just miss shows.
Yeah.
And I know I need the money, you know what I'm saying? But now I know you can work. Because I see the mamas do it. The mama going to be there with the kid, and they going to go work. They not finna.
Well, they wear 10 different hats.
Yeah, they not finna stay at the house because they got kids. Like,
nah,
I mean, I don't think nobody should. I think you should go to work and make sure your kids are comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, and if you got time, spend time with them. But see, in my vision, I can't go too long without spending time with my kid.
Oh, yeah, I can't.
You know what I'm saying?
That.
I can't.
Yeah.
I got to have that one-on-one with him. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's how my kid's grown now, but growing up in the house.
My little baby, she two, she finna be three. She, like, I get her, she'll get up before anybody, and it just be me and her. That be me and her time. You know what I'm
ain't
saying?
That, Scrap, ain't that? Enjoy them years.
Oh,
man.
No, I'm enjoying
I know you went
them.
Through, I know you got an older.
Yeah.
See, mine are all grown and they 20s.
It's crazy, bro. Like, it's like, I think I had my daughter when I was either
19.
I think I was 21.
That's still young.
Somebody
boy.
Put that shit on me, too. Somebody, I had a play auntie.
Oh,
she
man,
was like, well, you going to. She said, you one of them young niggas.
Shit.
She
go.
Said, you one of them little young pretty boy
go.
That gonna have
go.
Girl. You
here
don't have
go.
Your baby when you 21. I was like, oh, man.
See, we
don't do that.
On it.
Yeah, I was like, don't do that. And then go. I had a baby at 21. You
hey,
know
man.
What I mean? But I always, being a daddy, that is amazing to me. That's
the
like,
greatest.
I'm cool with that. Like, somebody asked me the other day, because he know I got an older one already, and then he see the
well,
three
yeah,
babies,
got, oh.
And he was like, "That ain't hard, bro. I'm like, cause you got all three on with you."
I know it's got to be.
I say, "Nah, ain't nothing. that you love to do is hard. Yeah. Like, it's just like a, like the job that you love to do.
And them kids.
You don't call it work.
It don't call it work. You don't call it.
I don't call this work. I love this. Like, I love that we sitting up here as three black men able to have this like discussion.
Bro, I love when I'm with my kids for a whole bunch of time and then they want to go and be to themselves and do whatever they want to do. And all you hear is the feet running. You hear them talking and you hear them arguing with each other and stuff like that. And you like, you don't even know the word to say, you know what I mean? But it's like,
Fatherhood is an incredible.
Yeah, I love it, man.
I tell people all the time, it's the best job. It's the most thankless job, but it's the greatest job.
And I talked to my dad. I was like, man, I was mad. I was like, man, how the hell the daddies always get the short end of the stick?
It's a thankless job.
He did like that. He was like, yeah.
A thankless job.
He said, welcome to fatherhood.
Yeah, fatherhood is a thankless job.
He said, you know you're supposed to do it. They ain't gonna never give you no credit for it.
And it wears on you, man.
Story time with the legendary Jerry is hosted by me, the one and only Jerry Clark. Music has been provided by July, the producer. If you haven't already, please, please make sure you subscribe to Storytime with the Legendary Jerry on YouTube and wherever you listen to podcasts. And make sure you follow us on all social media platforms at the Legendary Jerry Podcast. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
When we come together, it's magic. And for 30 years, we've celebrated that. Because our ideas, our art, our flavor, our community, our impact, there's nothing like it. Here, in this place, this is where we fall more in love with everything that makes us, us. This is the place where we love us. Celebrate 30 years of loving us at Essence Festival.
Get your tickets at EssenceFestival.com.